Hey girls, it's finally time for Darla Shine, Happy Housewife, to do another podcast. I know that you all have been emailing me saying, when are you going to do another podcast? And it makes no sense when I do them or when I don't do them, but it's summertime. My life is crazy. The kids are home. Last week, Lisa Wills from California came out to New York and I took her to the beach. You all read my nightmare beach trip with her. Oh my God, that was a fiasco. But, you know, she was here and I was trying to take her around Long Island and we went to Great Adventure. We went to the beaches. We did a lot of fun things. My house is a mess. I'm trying to catch up with that. And I really just want to be Happy Housewife Kool-Aid Mom. So there's no rhyme or reason to when I go on the website or when I get in the chat room or when I do the podcast. So just hang in with me. But I promise you, in September, the podcast will be done on a regular basis every week. And there's a lot of great things coming to the website. We're going to have a lot of information for you, a lot of links to go to. I'm working on some really cool business opportunities with other moms who have started businesses for you all who want to make some extra money at home. So we're going to have fun. The kids are here today. I'm going to take them to my girlfriend Anita's house at noon for a, you know, fun in the sun pool date. And right now, I just want to, before I go on with anything else, let you all know that last week, a friend of mine, her baby drowned in the pool, 15 months, okay, 15 months old, and the baby was outside with her. She was right there doing her thing, you know, straightening out the backyard. The baby was with her, you know, walking around, and then her older daughter needed something, and I guess for a split second, she ran in the house thinking that the child was right there on the patio, nothing's going to happen. And, you know, the worst happened. The baby went into the pool. And I know that we all take precautions, but please, I beg you, get a fence around your pool. Or you can go online in the search engines and put pool alarm into your search engine. There are so many websites that sell these little floaty devices that if something hits the top of the water, if something, you know, if any weight falls in the water, the alarm goes off, okay? So please order that, girls. And this morning I have a special treat for you. I was going to do a podcast with Erin, but I can't find her. I think she's out getting backpacks for the kids for back to school. And my friend Todd called me. And he's like, Darla, I need a woman. I need you to help me find a woman. And I said, you know what, Todd, let's get the Happy Housewives Club to help you find a woman. So I want to introduce my friend Todd Townsend. Todd?
I'm here, and I feel honored to be on with the Happy Housewives. I can't believe you've let a man on this show, but I'll roll
with it for
now.
Well, I have my saying, no cocks in the hen house, but you're not allowed on the website. We're just allowing you into the podcast for now because we remain in control. We know where your voice is, and we could keep you in the podcast. So I want to tell the girls a little bit about you. Todd Townsend, I've known for about 10 years. I used to work with Todd when I was a television producer. He was On Air Talent. So, ladies, he's very cute, good-looking guy. You know, Todd, you have to send me a photo so we could post it.
I will send you a photo. You didn't like the photo I had on the website the other day. You thought I looked like somebody else, but I will
you have
I'll
to send,
send you a photo.
A cute photo. We want to see a full-body image. None of the ladies are going to set you up with anyone they know if they can't see what you look like. But
so shirt on, shirt off, summer shot, what are you
looking
for?
Yeah, in a thong. We want to see it all. But you
pink.
Know,
okay, you got it.
Todd, you're what, about 6 foot two?
6'2".
You're what, 190?
No, 175. I bike a lot, work out.
You're a healthy, good-looking young guy, blue eyes, ladies. And, you know, Todd comes to my house a lot. He helps me with the website. And Bill is always saying, you know, I don't like the idea that you're home all day with Todd. But Todd went out with my sister, so there's no way I'm going to go out with a guy who ever went out with my sister. What were you thinking, Todd?
I don't know. And you know what, Darla? You warned me before I went out. Your sister actually came up to visit me in my summer house on Lake Champlain. And, you know, that was a big risk on her part because I had never actually met her before. And you told me, you warned me not to do it. And I went ahead anyway. And you were right.
Well,
but,
you know
hey,
what? My sister's a pretty girl, but she is a lunatic. And so, ladies, we all know that there are lunatic girls out there. And this is Todd's problem. He can't find the right woman. So
and this
Todd,
is the reason I'm having this conversation with you, Darla, because you do. I'm going to give you kudos here. You definitely know how to read people, and you've been right about other women, so I'm here today to get set up. And
right.
I'm
well, the problem is, Todd, you are looking, whenever you see a pretty girl, you know, you have your radar that goes up, penis radar, I call it.
Of course,
Norman. Right. So that's what you're thinking. But it's time for you to get past that. It's time for you to say, now I'm looking for a wife. I want to raise a family. I'm 37. I can't just be looking for the pretty girl. So let's make a list of five things that you want. Obviously, you still want someone who's pretty because, you know, obviously you don't want someone who's not good looking.
Right, that's baseline.
Okay, so you want someone pretty who looks healthy, who's thin, who has a healthy body. That's number one. What's number two?
Well, let me add to number one a little bit. In that sense, I'm a big outdoors guy. Now, I'm not a – you know me, Darla, but for the audience, I'm not a crunchy guy. I don't wear tie-dyes. I don't listen to the Grateful Dead, and I bathe several times a day. So I'm not one of these guys that likes to go out and live in the woods. But I do like to do a lot of stuff outside. So, you know, someone who's in shape, who can go out to a nice restaurant, but that likes to go for a hike, too, and enjoy the outdoors, that's a big thing for me.
Never date you because if you asked me to go hiking with you, that would be a deal breaker for me. That's why my husband and I are perfect together. Okay, we do not hike. But, you know, there are a lot of women who are out there. So, girls, if you know, this is number one. We need an earthy girl. But
that's it. Well, not too earthy. You got to be careful because earthy means something. And I think the people that know what earthy means, that's not what I'm
like.
What is
it?
And it doesn't
active?
Have to be hiking. Yeah, active. Active. It doesn't have to be hiking. It can be going for, you know, if you like biking or it can be just interested
you
in doing something.
You want someone who's sportsy and athletic.
Exactly. And someone who doesn't just want to spend all their free time sitting around and watching Oprah reruns.
Right.
I want
someone
who likes to get outside. So that's baseline right there.
Okay.
And someone who's really outgoing. Someone who's got a big personality, not afraid to say, hey, I like to do this. These are
well,
the kind
stop,
of things.
Well, stop. Wait. Stop. This is what is a big thing, girls. Todd is always saying to me that he loves strong women, which is why you love me, Todd.
That is true.
You love strong women. And a lot of my moms out there, a lot of the women in the Happy Housewives Club, you know, we're strong women. We say what we want to say. We have big mouths. And I think that there's a fine line between a woman being strong and being too strong, especially in the beginning on the first few dates. Right?
That's absolutely true. I mean, the line there, as far as I'm concerned, is standing up for having your own things that you like to do in life, things you believe in. You can have your own life on the side and still have your life together as a married couple or in a serious relationship.
All right, so basically, he is a big thing. Are you saying that you want a career woman, a woman who has her own career?
I would like to have – she doesn't have to have the formal official career. I would like a woman who has things and interests in her life that keep her occupied without having to rely on me 100% of the time.
Okay, now once you got married, let's say you met a woman who had a great job. She's an art director. Okay. She's interesting. She's fun. She's gorgeous. Now you get married. Are you expecting her to keep that career? Or what if she says, I want to have a baby and stay home? Are you prepared for that?
I am absolutely prepared. I expect her to do what is going to make her happy. And if she loves her job.
Ladies, we love this.
If she loves her job and that is part of what makes her happy every day, it could be her own business or whatever, I would fully support that.
Right,
now,
but if she wants to stay home, would you support her? Are
I
you
would
willing
support
to support
that.
A woman?
I am willing to support a woman, of course. Of course,
Darla. That's what we like. Let me tell you, I'm asking you this because I'm just reading on the internet this crazy woman. Somebody put on Happy Housewives. In fact, all of you girls, I want you to read that Amy Sohn article. It really just pisses me off. But basically she says that when women become mothers, they become brain dead and uninteresting, which is such a horrible, horrible thing to say, and it's so ridiculous.
It doesn't have to be that way at all. I mean, I know parents and families that have young kids that are doing stuff all the time, and they're anything but bored.
Right. Do you think I'm brain dead?
No. Oh, my gosh, Darla. Come on.
Right.
You're leading the brain race in this country with Happy Housewives.
Right.
You're
waking up the
population out there.
You know, I don't want to name names, but I was laughing because two nights ago I got a phone call from this man who is a best-selling author. He used to run a television network years ago, and he's an older man, but the sweetest guy. And he called me up. In fact, his book is called When God Winks, and his name is Squire Rushnell. And it's an adorable book, and now he has a new book out called When God Winks at You. But anyway, he called me up. He's like, you know, Darla, I want to bounce a few ideas off of you because, you know, you always have your finger on the pulse. And I was talking to him, and when I hung up, I was hysterical laughing with my husband. I said, to me, it's so ridiculous and funny that this man, right, who is like got this best-selling book out, who ran ABC television, is asking me for my advice, little old housewife Darla. And that's why I always have to say to, you know, all these people out there that you can do anything from your home with your kids. You can stay involved. You can stay, you know, up to date. You can keep your connections. You know, just because you're at home and you're a mom doesn't mean that you can't be a sexy hottie who's brilliant.
We live in, as the famous Chinese proverb says, may you live in interesting times. And with high-speed internet and with this mindset of you can do anything, you don't have to be stuck at home. You can, you know, you're still connected to the world. You can go and do what you want. You don't have to walk around in your sweatpants and watch TV all day.
But this was a prerequisite for my girls in the Happy Housewives Club, because even though we all want to have our careers, the bottom line is, the truth is, we want to know that we can stay home if we want to, and that our husbands will support us. And it comes down to this. And any woman who says she doesn't want that is full of crap. You know, and no woman wants to be the sole provider for their family. It's not true. I don't believe it.
Well, let me tell you something from a guy's perspective. When you talk about finding a woman, darling, here's the other thing, too. So that's fine, and I fully support a woman staying home. I want her to do what she wants to do, if it's run a business or stay at home, raise kids, whatever it is. But then you two as a couple have to make decisions about lifestyle. Like if you've got a guy and you suddenly go from two salaries to one if you stay at home, then maybe you have to make some adjustments. And I have met women that, you know, they're just like, okay, then, you know, I still want to drive my three cars or whatever, and you just need to work more. And then that starts to break up the family, because then the husband's never home to spend time with the kids and his wife. So it's a thing. You got to make these decisions together, you know. If you want to stay home and work, maybe there's a lifestyle adjustment, maybe there's not. But, you know, it's like having your cake and eat it too.
Well, obviously, all these things have to be discussed, but I just wanted to, you know,
open communication.
Make sure that it was something that you were open to. So basically, you want a woman who's good looking, who's smart, who will go hiking with you, go out to dinner with you, and you're willing to support her. So far, Todd, this sounds really, really good. But
am I asking for too much, Darla? Am I asking for too much?
Okay, but this is what I want to ask you now. You're a good looking guy. You have money in the bank. You have a job. What the hell's the problem? Why can't you get a girl? One problem when you go out on a date? What's happening after the first date? How come you're not connecting?
You know what I think? You know what? I don't know. It's just like maybe I'm looking for too much, or maybe I'm just not feeling it there. You know, I think some people get to a point in their lives where they are willing to settle. And, you know, I haven't felt like that yet. Having a lot of fun. I got a lot of stuff going on for myself that's not even – doesn't have to do with other people. And maybe I just need to open my eyes a little wider, because I know there's a bunch of wonderful women out there.
Well, the ladies in the Happy Housewives Club, I want you to think about your cousins, your sisters, and anyone we could set Todd up with. We're going to have to set up a little kind of express email to you, Todd, for these girls to send you. Maybe we could do our own little dating service here on
the Happy Housewives site. We could do that. Maybe we could do a radio show with some of the prospective clients we can get on here.
I'm going to put up your you're going to send me a photo. We're going to have to put up your photo. And do you want us to have the ladies email you directly?
Boy, I'm opening the floodgates. I'll tell you what. I will set up an email address. I will set one up that you can put up on your website.
Okay.
Anybody that wants to risk their life and limb and are actually willing to contact
me. But you are in the New York, you know, tri-state area. So a lot of this wouldn't work unless people lived in New York. But, you know,
Darla, let's look at this, because this is the internet. This is beautiful. I'm willing to hear from anybody anywhere. I'm willing to open to conversations, and you never know. So, that's the beauty of it, you know. And we can talk about that.
Right.
But anybody that wants to write, I'll write them back.
All right, but we are playing around and having fun. But on a bigger scale, from a man's point of view, I want you to speak generally. What do you think the five mistakes are that women make to turn off men? Because this goes to – I think that whatever you would do in your dating life, you should carry over into your marriage life. So when you're dating a guy, if you wouldn't, you know, pick your nose in front of them on your date, you shouldn't do that in your marriage. If you're a man, from a man's point of view, if you wouldn't fart in front of your wife on your date, you shouldn't fart in front of her in your marriage.
No. And, you know, people get too comfortable, like, okay, we've been together 3 months, I can start farting. That's ridiculous.
Well, that's I think that people get too comfortable. You know, the man starts scratching his ass. He's, like, laying on the couch. He's starting to get fat and look like a slob. You should try and stay in that dating routine. Is that unrealistic?
Yes, that's a very good way of putting it. Stay in the dating mindset. It's one thing to be – of course you become more comfortable in the sense you become closer. You know each other better over the years. But that doesn't mean you have to turn into a pig. You can still keep the chivalry, you know. Keep the little things in there and don't fall into those ruts. And I think that's a huge thing that people do. They get too comfortable. And if you keep in the dating mindset, it always feels fresh.
Now, have you had a long-lasting dating relationship in the past 2 years? Weren't you dating some girl in France, which was totally stupid because she was
I was
so far
dating some
away?
girl in France and ended that last year. I've had a few longer lasting relationships in the last couple of years, and you all learn something from them. But you know what, Darla, at this point in my life, I really had this gut instinct feel that I know kind of what I want from somebody. And when you feel it, it's just there. And it doesn't take a lot to figure that out, and you're not second guessing yourself. But I will tell you did ask me some of the qualities, and I'm going to read a list of five things, okay? And they're in no particular order. When I'm looking for a woman, these are easy. These are broad things. I'm looking for a woman that is intelligent, just generally intelligent, sincere, cheerful, reliable, affectionate, and honest. How's that?
I like that. I like that. And this is something that we can all think about and think about if we're having those qualities in our relationships when we're married. And Todd, I'll tell you, Bill and I, we're married for 12 years.
Yes, I do.
And sometimes I feel myself slipping and, saying things I shouldn't say or acting a way I shouldn't act. And I have to pull myself back and think, is this the relationship that I want? And marriage is hard work. And to have a great marriage, you have to work at it. You have to keep it hot and fun. And mostly, you have to keep it respectful. So I think that once you find the right woman, and if you are very picky, I think that it's better in the long run. So you just hang in there. We're going to find you a woman. And ladies, Todd is putting together, he's going to have his own podcast on relationships. That's coming out soon. What is that coming out in September, Todd?
Probably September. I want to make sure it's a slam dunk when we start going here. So we're going to have a nice detailed show, lots of interesting things to talk about. Keep it light,
Right.
keep
And
it
we're going to talk
current.
about sex. Ooh, real quick. What do you think is the number one hottie sex thing that wives should be doing for their husbands, that women should be doing for men that we
Is
don't
this
know
a quiz?
about?
Are you looking for my opinion?
I want a man's point of view.
Man's point. It's not difficult, darling. It's like
Is it
stay in.
it's oral sex, isn't it?
Oh, see, I wasn't thinking
Is
about
it the
that. Well.
Hummer? Is it the
No,
Hummer?
I like that, but it's the whole mix of things. It's the mindset. I like a woman to be emotionally sexy too, and how
But
she
isn't
talks
it
to you.
true? Listen, don't be embarrassed because if you're going to have a relationship show, you have to be willing to talk about this stuff, Todd. But isn't it true? I have said this always. Men are just as emotional as women are. And men, they don't really want that slam dunk, thank you, ma'am, quickie thing as much as they say they do. They really do want to be in love and have a lovemaking session. Isn't that true?
Totally true, and again, at my age,
I am
you can,
so smart.
and I mean this sincerely. I can go out any day of the week and find a woman to have sex with, but that becomes so shallow so quickly. And you
Right.
want a deep emotional attachment. I mean, I'd rather go biking for 2 hours than spend 5 hours to try to go pick somebody up that's going to last one night, I'll never talk to again, and really have nothing in common with.
Right. Yeah, I have so many men in my life that I know, cousins and, friends, and it is so true. They want to be deeply in love, and men fall in love deeper than women do initially. Okay? And
And you know
so
what, Darla? There's another thing too, and I haven't told you this yet. We haven't talked in a week or so.
What?
But my brother, after almost 9 years of dating, just got engaged about 2 weeks ago. So now I even have, and he's younger than me, so I even have more of an incentive now to find the right woman.
Okay, ladies, we're going to fix Todd up. We're also going to listen to his podcast when it comes out in September. And what is the name of your podcast? Did you name it? Oh, you can't tell us yet. Okay.
I can't tell you yet,
Don't
but you'll
tell us
know.
because there's going to be a big media blitz about this. I am one of the women who's going to help you set that podcast up. We're going to have a lot of fun. Ladies, and I will do another podcast with Erin. And if you want to get involved and talk on the show, remember, you need to go to Skype.com. And Todd, do they have to use the headset from Skype?
The best, if you want to get the absolute best quality for the least amount of money, I'd order one of the USB headsets. Like, I'm just going to throw out some names here. People can write down. It's easy. But the Plantronics Audio 500 or Audio 550 is a good one. Plantronics DSP 400. You can search on the internet, ladies, and find that anywhere. And it just plugs into your computer, and you go to Skype.com, Skype.com. Download the software, whether you're on a Mac or a PC. They've got it for all those. And you can talk to people over the internet. And Darla and I are talking on it now, and you can contact us. And it's a great thing. So give it a
It's
shot.
great. And
And you know what, Darla? We've talked about
what?
this before. Why don't we put up? I'll give you. We'll put up a very simple help page for Skype on your website, so people can go there if they have any questions and know how to get connected to all this.
Okay. And really, ladies, I want us to all be chatting by September. So get your gear, get it ready. We have 1 month left of summer and craziness, and then we're back in action. Have a great day, all you happy housewives. Love you all. Bye, Todd.
Thanks, Darla. I'll talk to you.
Bye.
Bye.